Shvi'is Perikhes, Mishnah Zayin, 8-7. In previous Mishnahs, we've established that there is a prohibition against wasting produce from the Shemitah year. Our Mishnah has two topics. The first considers whether it's prohibited to arrange things in such a way that one's Shemitah produce is now more likely to come to waste. So the case is cooking a Shemitah vegetable inside truma oil. So just a reminder about truma to understand the issue in the Mishnah. When it comes to truma, when truma is tahora, when it has not been exposed to tumah, so then it has to be eaten by a kohen and can't be wasted, very similar to the halachas of Shemitah produce. However, if truma produce becomes tameah, it becomes rendered impure, so then there is a requirement to destroy, to burn that truma. So if you have a case, as our Mishnah sets up, where you take a Shemitah vegetable and you fry it in truma oil, so then now that combination of vegetable plus oil is susceptible to becoming tummy. And if it does become tummy, you'll have to destroy it, which would mean you'd be forced to destroy the Shemitah produce. So by frying your Shemitah vegetable in your truma oil, you're making it more likely that the Shemitah produce will come to be destroyed, to be wasted, because it's susceptible to tumah, which it was, and the requirements of being destroyed when it becomes tameh, which was not the case prior to combining the vegetable with the truma oil. So the Mishnah says, Ein mevashlin yarek shel shvius b'shemen shel truma. One may not cook a vegetable from the Shemitah year in oil that is truma oil, like truma olive oil, so that the Shemitah produce won't potentially come to going to waste, as I explained before, because now you'd have to destroy it if it became tummy. So that's just a potentiality. It doesn't actually necessarily mean that the Shemitah produce will come to waste or have to be destroyed, but it's now more exposed. It's more likely that could happen than before, because now there's a separate issue. To that, Rabbi Shimon Mate. Rabbi Shimon says it's not a problem. You're allowed to cook your Shemitah produce in truma oil without hesitation, because nothing necessarily will happen. And Rabbi Shimon is consistent with the shita throughout Shas that when it comes to things like korbanos, etc., you're allowed to do acts which in potential might make them come to waste or more likely to be wasted, because he doesn't restrict that. He only concerns about the actuality of it going to waste. So here, in the case of cooking or frying the vegetable, who said it's going to go to waste? And therefore, he permits. The halacha, however, does not follow Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is, like the Tanna Kamma, that one shouldn't fry the vegetable in truma oil. There is a machlokas amongst the poskim regarding other kinds of bringing truma to potential, excuse me, shvius produce to potential waste. So that's a machlokas, and if one is machmir, one really should be. So doing something like feeding an infant truma food is going to be prohibited, because it's very likely that much of the food that you put in front of the infant will go to waste, because that's how infants eat. They're just, you know, they waste things, they're not eating properly, they make a big mess. So then in halacha maaseh, one should be careful about that. On the other hand, one would be permitted to, let's say, eat half an apple. So let's say you're eating half an apple, the other half of the apple is very likely to, you know, turn brown and not be eaten by anybody. And notwithstanding that, one could eat the apple in a normal way and no one forces him to eat the other half right then and there. And if it, you know, if let the chips flow where they may. Of course, one's not purposefully or intentionally or wantonly wasting the Shemitah produce. He's just eating it in a normal way. And that being the case, to bring those two issues together, one would be allowed to give a child Shemitah produce, even though it's possible he might waste some, because that's, you know, that's normal way of children to eat. But an infant who's sort of almost certainly going to, you know, throw food on the floor, et cetera, and all over his face, that would be restricted. The second part of the Mishnah has a totally new point, unrelated to the first, and that's a very simple point, which is that if you recall that when you take Shemitah produce and you exchange it for another good or money for that matter, that other good with which, like the food which you exchanged for the truma, excuse me, the Shemitah produce, that exchanged money or foodstuff also takes on the Shemitah restrictions and status. So that is, for example, if a person has a Shemitah apple and he exchanges it for a banana and then the banana for not a Shemitah banana, so then the banana becomes also restricted as if it were a Shemitah banana. And if a person then would change the exchange the banana, which had those restrictions, for a piece of chicken, so then the restrictions that applied to the banana now go away, but now they are passed on to the chicken. So now the chicken has the restrictions of Shemitah. One can't waste the chicken and deal with it commercially, etc. As for the original apple, since the apple had intrinsic Kedusha Shvius, that doesn't go away. So in a chain, we have a Shemitah apple, you exchange it for a banana, banana becomes also restricted like Shemitah. If you exchange a banana for chicken, then the banana gets relieved of its restrictions, and the chicken takes on the restrictions of Shemitah, and so on and so forth. If you exchange the chicken for fish, and then so on and so forth. It's just the very last foodstuff in the chain which retains the Shemitah restrictions, along with the original Shemitah produce, which never can be relieved of its Shemitah restrictions since it's intrinsically Shemitah produce. And that's what the Mishnah says in very few words. The Mishnah says, "V'achron achron nitfas b'shvias." The very last foodstuff in the chain of barter, as I described a moment ago, that's the one that will hold on to the Shvias restrictions. But the intermediate stages, like in my example, the banana, will not retain its Shemitah restrictions once you exchange the banana for the chicken, let's say. V'priatzmo, and the original fruit, meaning the original apple in my example, which had Shemitah status, it was a Shemitah apple, that also asur, remains indefinitely restricted by the various restrictions of Shemitah because it's intrinsically Shemitah produce.